I think that her knowledge of men and her experience of men came from two different sources. And one is through reading. And we know that all the Brontes, loved romantic literature. They loved Byron, for instance. They loved Napoleon. They loved figures of masculine authority and power. And they were obviously very drawn to those kinds of figures. But I also think that she had an experience, a personal experience and a lived experience of men that might well have run counter to those kinds of images that she'd encountered in writing, or at least kind of countered those in some particular way. While she was a governess in Thorpe Green, not only was her brother having an affair with the mistress of the house, but one of the girls that she was the governess to shortly after she left eloped with an actor, which suggests that it was a household where there was lots of free kind of sexual mores. In the back of her prayer book, the prayer book that's kept in the museum in Haworth, the Bronte Parsonage Museum, in tiny, tiny little writing, she's inscribed, "Sick of mankind and their disgusting ways." And biographers think that she probably wrote that inscription either while she was in Thorpe Green with the Robinson family, or shortly after her return. So it does suggest that she not only had an experience of the kinds of society that she's writing about in The Tenant of Wildfell Hall from first hand, and has experienced this with all its displeasures and pains that it brings.